And now, James Gravel.
In Luke 18, verse 1, Christ said, "Men ought to pray always and never lose heart." One of man's greatest blessings has always been his ability to communicate with his heavenly Father. In the past, Gentiles had patriarchal law through which they could send prayers before God's throne, and Jews had the law of Moses by which they could offer up prayers to the Lord. But with the arrival of the new law that came through Christ, both the patriarchal law and the law of Moses eventually were abolished. The new mandate for prayer to God was that it had to come to God through Christ. Christ himself taught that very thing in John 14, verse 6, when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This then eliminated the possibility of any non-Christian having his prayers answered by God. Well, why so? The privilege of approaching God's throne is one of the spiritual benefits afforded the faithful Christian, or as James 5:16 points out, the wayward Christian who is desirous of repenting of sin in his life. It is through prayer that we gain access to God. No alien sinner can pray to God like a Christian can because the sinner is not in Christ, Romans 6 verses 3 and 4. Thus, he does not have access to the spiritual blessings that are in Christ, Ephesians 1 3. He has no mediator, 1 Timothy 2 verses 3 through 5, no intercessor, Romans 8 verse 34, and no advocate, 1 John 2 verse 1. He therefore cannot come to God through Christ, John 14 verse 6. Only Christians can approach God in prayer and know that he will hear and respond to their prayers. Philippians 4 verse 6 teaches us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Matthew 7 verse 11 tells us that God is indeed the hearer and answerer of prayer. Jesus said, "If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" The old saying, "Prayer moves the hand of the one who moves the world," is ever so true.